This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations, which revealed signs and authentic proofs. We thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
Friends and people, listen to me. The God of heaven has again beheld the whole earth as it did in the days of Noah. God now beholds the whole world the second time. And God has found that the whole earth and all the inhabitants of the earth are found in a fallen state. They are all in
the
fallen state. All are still lying in a state of perpetual defeat. The earth and every individual on earth is in a defeated state. A state of defeat. They have been defeated by sin, by transgressions, or by the power and presence of the devil on earth, and by the pursuit of materialism, that is the worldly pursuit. And like the man Moses in those days, God has sent me unto this already condemned generation to call out all the elects of God. All the children of the kingdom that still remain scattered among all the nations and in the domain of the devil, the evil one. I am sent to call them out into the domain of the reign of God of heaven now on earth. Now, Christ came and has divided the world into two. When Christ came, he said, that is Matthew 13:38. He said, the field is the world. The field is the world. The good seeds are children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. When Jesus made this arrangement, the kingdom of God had never existed. Because Jesus was still going about preaching that repent, for the kingdom of God was at hand. Now, but Christ was speaking about in advance about the commencement or manifestation of God's kingdom on earth. I want you to listen to me. He said, the good seeds are the children of the kingdom. So when Jesus Christ was talking, he was talking about you. Listen to me right now. He was talking about you.
I
have seen you right in the kingdom today. I
got
to raise somebody.
Amen.
Even now, that the throne of heavenly kingdom has descended upon the earth, you don't have to boast for being a child of the kingdom on earth. You don't have to boast. But you want to move into mastery. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You must therefore know the reason why you must be an overcomer.
o wa pon rodo fun lati mo ri to se gburo di asegun.
As the message coming to you now.
Yi si ni eko ati oro to n jade
se wa. Maybe somebody is asking what is meant by overcomer, why do I need to be an overcomer?
Bi ati le re to n pere pe kini ni to fi je fun mi lati di asegun.
If I remain an a born again person, is that not enough?
Ti ba je atubi se yen o wa to bi.
If I remain a believer, is that not adequate?
Ti ba je onigbagbo se yen na o to ni.
But I want you to know the reason why you have to go the extra mile, why you must become an overcomer. It is because Jesus Christ himself has placed great premium upon being an overcomer in life.
Ṣùgbọ́n a fẹ́ jẹ́ kó mọ ìdí àti ìtumọ̀ ohun tó àti ìdí pàtàkì tó ṣe gbúdọ̀ lépa àti máa tiraka láti di aṣẹ́gun torí pé Jésù Kristo lọ pàápàá ó ti gbé ìdíwọ̀n lé bí wọ́n ṣe lè di aṣẹ́gun.
He himself was an overcomer.
Òun fi tìka lára rẹ̀ ó jẹ́ aṣẹ́gun.
He said, in the world you will have great and many tribulations, but be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world.
Jésù
Olúwa, so must you. This is the knowledge I'm now bringing to you as Kaimites. You must always aspire to be an overcomer. And I'm going to give you the great premium that Christ has placed upon being an overcomer. Jesus now was, I take my Bible, my text from Revelation 21 verse 7. He that overcometh, I want you to listen properly. That is why you want to know the reason why you have to be an overcomer. You are here today. Attending the witnessing the Overcomers Night Conference. Yes. This is very important for you to note and to understand. Just Christ says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. That's the benefit of becoming an overcomer. The promise for you now is you shall receive. You shall inherit all things. Now, by this, it's not referring to all these temporalities of the world. No. It's referring to all the great and heavenly blessings of God in high places.
Jesus Olúwa sọ nínú ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀, ó ní nínú ayé yìí ò ní ìpọ̀jù púpọ̀. Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ tún jí ká bó ti ṣẹ́gun ayé. Ìyẹn ni pé Jésù Olúwa ló wá sáyé tó wá ṣẹ́gun ayé, ó di aṣẹ́gun lórí láyé. Ó dẹ̀ ti wá gbé ìdíwọ̀n lórí bí a ṣe lè di aṣẹ́gun. Èyí sì wá jẹ́ àlàyé ohun tí òtún ní yóò máa fi kọ́ gbogbo ní ọjọ́ tí òní. Àkórí ọ̀rọ̀ tá a máa sì lò lónìí, ó jẹ́ ti àwọn láti inú ìwé ìfihàn orí 21:20. Ẹsẹ̀ keje, ó ní ẹni tí ó bá ṣẹ́gun ni yóò jogún nǹkan wọ̀nyí, yóò jogún ohun gbogbo, èmi yóò sì jẹ́ Ọlọ́run rẹ̀, òun yóò sì jẹ́ ọmọ mi. Ó ní ẹni tí ó bá ṣẹ́gun ni yóò jogún ohun gbogbo. Ohun gbogbo tí Olúwa sọ àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ rẹ̀ pé ẹni tí ó bá ṣẹ́gun yóò jogún yìí, kò ń ṣe ohun asán ayé àbí ògo ayé àbí ọ̀rọ̀ ayé rárá, ṣùgbọ́n à ń sọ ní ti àwọn ẹ̀kúnrẹ́rẹ́ ẹ̀bùn ọ̀run ìbùkún ọ̀run nínú ẹ̀mí tí Olúwa ti pè sílẹ̀ fún ẹni tó bá ṣẹ́gun.
Yes. He that overcometh shall inherit all things.
Ẹni tó bá ṣẹ́gun yóò jogún gbogbo.
The Bible says every good gift, every perfect gift comes from above. You are to inherit every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Say that.
Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places.
Not all these temporalities of the world.
A sọ ní ti ẹ̀kúnrẹ́rẹ́ ìbùkún ọ̀run nínú ẹ̀mí kì í ṣe àwọn ohun asán ayé yìí.
Now number two. Revelation 3:21. Let's hear what Christ has prepared for you as an overcomer, right? He says, to him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne.
Kini ohun keji ti Jesu lati wa pe sile fun to ba segun eje ti a ma ri ninu we ifihan ori keta ese kokanle ni ogun o ni en ti o ba segun ni emi yo fi fun lati joko pelu mi lori te mi bi emi pelu ti segun ti mo si joko pelu baba mi lori te re.
Now to be an overcomer has to do with sitting upon throne.
Lati di asegun o je o ni se pelu lati joko sori te.
I think that is very very amazing, very wonderful.
E si je to ni agbara pupo.
It has to do with sitting on throne. Now when Christ was still preaching about, talking about this same thing I'm teaching you now, one of his disciples asked him in Matthew 19:27. He said, Master, Lord, behold, we have left all things and we are following you. What do we have in return? Jesus Christ said, when the Son of Man shall sit upon his throne, you, my disciples that have followed me, will sit upon throne with him. Praise the Lord.
God
raised somebody now. Say, you will sit with me on my throne. Is that not amazing?
Very amazing. Ohun ti Olorun ba wa so yi Jesu Christ lo an ba won omo yin res o n ba won so ni igba na iko na omo yin res si wa da Olorun wi pe Oluwa gbogbo won aye la wa ti fi sile a ko le pa wa se mo kini yo wa je re wa Jesu lo wa so fun yi pe ohun ti o je re yi ni pe ni igba atun bi ti omo eniyan yo joko sori te re eyin pelu yo joko sori te e o si ma ba owo Christ joba e si je ohun ti ohun re ti Jesu la fi fun o si je o to lagbara.
I want this to be your aspiration. Not just worldly things. I'm talking about overcomers tonight. You must know the meaning and what God has in store for you. That is to sit on throne after the cessation of life, at life. That is, you are not going to end up in hellfire.
Amen.
You are not going to end up in hellfire.
Amen.
This
is why you have to become overcomer. Now, turn your Bible to Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. I read from here. To him that overcometh, I will give to it of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of my God. Oh God. I like that.
Wait for your KG. SKG, SOIP, and it's about Shagun. Name you fi eso igi ye ni funje ti nbe la ni paradise e Olorun.
I want to take you back to Genesis account.
A fe mu lo si ni we Genesis.
You remember the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
E a se ranti igi ye ati igi eso imorere ati
this is what Adam lost.
E si je un tolo Adam padanu re.
God drove him out because of rebellion. Then God placed the cherubims right there in the east of Eden Garden, so that they will not come back to come and partake of the tree of life. They were chased out. But now, what Adam lost, God has preserved for you.
Amen.
He says, to him that overcometh, I will give to it of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of my God. I want to clap your hand and praise God now.
Lati ma so eso igi mo eso igi ye ti Adam padanu yen Oluwa ti wa pese sile fun o to ba segun.
So you can say the great benefits, yes, things that Jesus Christ has prepared, designed pragmatically for you elect and you children of the kingdom that become overcomer. Like I've said, this is Overcomers Night Conference. Learn how to become an overcomer.
Watch out for the concluding part of this message in our next episode.
Visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle @kaimholythrone.
Contact address
109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.